TLS and DKIM Explained, why you need both for strong email security. Email security is often misunderstood as a single checkpoint, but it actually involves two separate protective layers, securing the path an email travels and verifying the email's identity. These two layers rely on TLS and DKIM, which together ensure privacy, authenticity, and message integrity throughout the email's journey. Emails travel through multiple servers using SMTP, a protocol that enables message transfer but does not encrypt connections or verify sender legitimacy. This creates two major risks: interception during transit and domain spoofing. To address these vulnerabilities, organizations must implement both transport layer security, TLS, and domain keys, identified mail, DKIM. TLS protects the email during the first half of its journey by encrypting the connection between sending and receiving mail servers. This prevents attackers from intercepting or tampering with data while it is in transit. TLS alone cannot confirm whether the sender's domain actually authorized the message. Spoofed emails can still be delivered over an encrypted connection. DKIM fills this gap by providing cryptographic authentication. It adds a digital signature to each outbound email using a private key belonging to the sender's domain. The receiving server validates this signature using the public key published in DNS. If the verification succeeds, the server can trust that the email is legitimate and has not been altered after being sent. Neither TLS nor DKIM is sufficient on its own. TLS ensures a secure transmission channel, while DKIM verifies identity and message integrity. Without TLS-DKIM signed emails remain vulnerable to interception. Without DKIM, TLS encrypted messages can still be spoofed. Modern email security requires this layered approach. Implementing both TLS and DKIM ensures emails travel securely and arrive with verified authenticity, helping protect against increasingly advanced email-based attacks.